Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Cindy Bentley. I'm here in Santa Fe, New Mexico. But next Monday, I will be in Leicestershire, England, with Mike Booth talking and speaking with us, who is the original developer, healer, writer. He developed Aura Soma. I'm sorry, I'm kind of looking over at the call-ins, and my guest for today has not called in yet, Linda Warren, who I've at, well, never mind, she has called in. She's on the line, yay! So Linda Warren will be with us today, and she is a healing intuitive. We've worked together. She's located in Atlanta, but she works all over the world and all over the United States. She uses vibrational medicine and lots of other homeopathic remedies and divine energies to help one heal. I've had the pleasure of hearing about her for years, and we finally got together this year, and I'm very excited about sharing her with you. She has many gifts that she has inherited and developed. We sound alike because we're both from the Georgia area. And she has just done great work with many people. Many of my clients have gone to her and given great rave reviews about her. And so we've got a lot of people on the line today. And if you call in, if you want to ask Linda a question, that would be great. Or if you want to talk to me, that would be great. Either one of us would be happy to answer your questions. And like I said, the next show next Monday will be in England. I'm hoping that we get a connection. Bob and I are going to work with that to make sure that we can get connected in. And I'll have a great guest for you. We'll be on a 500-acre retreat in Lincolnshire, England. I've got a lot of places I'm headed out to. I'm headed out Wednesday, and that would be one of many things that one of the many places I'll be besides visiting my wonderful grandson. So I'm going to say hello to Bob. Bob Sykes is on the line, and Bob had knee surgery this past week. Let's say hey to Bob. Hello, Bob.
Well, hello,
how are you? How's
fine.
Your knee doing?
I got my leg propped up, and he's a little bit sore today. I've been pushing it a little too hard.
Yes, but you got a straight leg now.
Oh, yeah, it's
a straight. thank you, Bob, for helping us. And like I told the group that's listening, if I can't get connected in when I'm in England next week, we'll play one of the good archived shows. I'll have that on the air for next Monday, but hopefully we'll get connected and Mike Booth can talk about his books, his work, his healing. He's a gigantic international healer with Aura Soma that he started 30 years ago. So it'll be a great show. I'm looking forward to meeting with him. I've been working with him and a lot of people that work with him over the past year or two, and it's really exciting that I'll get to meet him in person. So, Bob, hang in there. I'm sure we'll have lots going on today, and I'm going to click into Linda Warren right now and see how she's doing today and if she wants to talk. Oh, here she is. Okay. Hey, Linda.
Hi, Cindy.
Hang on.
Hello, everyone.
This is Linda Warren, guys, and I'm going to let you just start introducing yourself and talking. Is that good?
That sounds good. Hello, everyone.
All right.
This is Linda Warren. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and been doing healing now. I was thinking back 28 years. I grew up with the gift. Family had gifts, and I've studied extensively. So it's a great joy to be here with you guys and share a little bit of what's happening in our healing for all of us and the planet. We have gone through a blanket of release. A lot of people have seen 2018 as a time of experience where we're recreating ourselves over and over. But the good news is 2019 is going to bring even more to the table of manifesting, how we can create with creative energy just with intention. So it's good that everybody works on themselves that's on this call. I'm assuming that everyone has worked with Cindy and knows what it is to be spiritual and create. So I would like to share with you some things that I've learned recently in this a new awareness is how quick we can clear ourselves talking to our oversouls. Our oversouls are that part of us, it would be like a super conscious mind. And it's directly connected to the divine mother energy now that we've gone through this year. And so I want everyone to understand you have the ability to call on your oversoul and ask for solutions. And it might bring you intuitive knowing to call someone or connect with a healer. It may lead you to a book. It may lead you to finding your keys. But you have that, and it's stronger than ever. Also, Cindy and I have worked a lot with clearing past life memories. When someone comes and they have illness, core root energy here, what's the core root cause? Where did this begin? Whether it's past, present, or future, it usually will take me instantly to that knowledge, and I can see it in the person's body, or I can see it in the layers of energy field around their body. For me, when I'm looking at someone and I see an illness or a trauma or any kind of dis-ease, if I see it in the aura behind their body, I'll see it as black energy, and I know instantly it's a past life. If there is part of them missing when I'm looking at them, when people have trauma, they're like Peter Pan. They leave their body. So they freeze with that missing part, and they don't feel grounded. So what I also do in addition to clearing the core root causes and the past life memories, I do a soul retrieval because it's very important for someone to be grounded. And you can't be grounded if you're not in your body. It's a natural instinct to leave your body. I'll never forget a client telling me one time they hit the windshield of a vehicle in a car accident and they could not remember going through the windshield. And they didn't remember anything until they were on the pavement 70 feet out front of the car. And I saw instantaneously they had left their body to save their life. So soul exits like that are to prevent pain. Sometimes people don't feel the pain instantly. It also keeps them alive. People have near-death experiences on the operation table. In my history of working with clients, I see that is a self-preservation modality. So, you know, I've gone in 5 minutes around the world. Some of you may be from around the world, but I'm just saying that we have new opportunity to work with our oversoul to heal. It helps to understand why we are not healing. Either past life memories, trauma in this lifetime, or all of the above. And sometimes we take on other people's energy. We're all chameleons at some point in our lives. And it's easy to share energy just walking by someone if you have a soul connection. And that takes us into a whole nother realm of asking your oversoul, am I in my body? Am I grounded? Is this my stuff or someone else's? And even if you're not intuitive as Cindy and I are, all you have to do is say, oversoul, clear whatever's making me feel out of sorts. And if I need some outside help, who serves my highest and best good for this right now, this malady right now? And then the last piece of this, I love I go around with the mantra, love om, love only more, and stay in love with yourself. Stay in love with everyone you see. About a month and a half ago, I was going out shopping, and my spirit guides talked to me like I'm talking to you right now. And they said, look at everybody today like they're an angel. See everybody that they have wings. And I had the best time all day long, no matter whether it was a store clerk, it was the postmaster, it was a client. I saw everybody with big, giant angel wings. And the experience was profound because I hold angels as God-sent helpers and magic. And I saw the glistening in everybody's eye. I saw the heart of their soul. I love that. So, Cindy, do you have any questions for me? Can't hear you, babe.
Here we go.
Okay.
I'm coming in. I kind of turned off my speaker so that I could listen to you. Yeah, I'm sitting here trying to do a show, and I've gotten 3 text messages. So I've been asking people to please not text me. I just can't handle the ones that are coming in so often. But I love Linda Warren because she's on the same page I am. We just want to serve and help and help people to be in their power, right, Linda? We're trying to heal this energy that's density that's blocking us from being everything that we need to be. And Linda's helped me a lot. I've still got some things I need to talk to her about. But I love just what you were talking about in the beginning. I was been reading also more and more about 2019 and our abilities to manifest, and that's happening really quick for me. I mean, I'm just like, wow. I try to stay away from the details of the manifestations, and I also try to stay away from the expectations of what I think it should look like. The reason being is because my brain is limited, and God's mind, the mind of God our higher self, the mind of our soul, is much bigger than this mental thing that we're dealing with. Right, Linda?
Yeah.
So when I'm asking for some things now, and you know, like my trip to England is really this man that I've been wanting to meet for a while is in between trips. He just got back from Easter Island. He's going to another, taking a group to a little island off Japan. He's going to be talking in Mexico City in a week and a half. So I was really, it's really synchronistic, and I think it's very divine that I'm going to be there. He said, I want to meet you. And I said, well, I'm going to be there next week. He called for some help, and I said, well, I'll be there next week. So I'm going to take the train to where he is, and he's going to pick me up, and we're going to spend some time together. I can just already start to feel the energies. But life is good if we just have the opportunity to sit within ourselves and listen to what it is that we truly desire and then feel the feeling of having it and knowing. And then after we feel that we have it, it's knowing that we're processing. And that's what I try to teach everybody is you have to stay in this higher frequency of knowing that even though maybe on the outside it hasn't manifested, it is in process of manifesting. Right, Linda?
Right.
The manifestation is in process. Go ahead.
Once we feel it, then it's like a call to the universe. We're a magnet to attract it.
Yes.
And
yes.
When another mantra I use all the time I teach my clients is always say the best comes out of this. The best comes out of this. The best comes out of this. And it will exceed anything that you thought you wanted. It will be better and grander and more rewarding, everything. And I like that key. I like that secret key of the best comes out of it.
Yes, and it's like being like a child. You know, when somebody tells you they have a gift for you, or they want, when you were a child, they said they had something special for you. Well, you know how excited we got. Oh my gosh, somebody's got something special for me. Well, that's the way we should feel when we have something we're manifesting, is, oh my gosh, this is going to be, I don't know exactly how wonderful it's going to be, but I can hardly wait. I know that it'll be the best. And that enthusiasm that we had when we were younger is what we need to bring in. Correct, Linda?
Absolutely. And you can use that example is, think of when you were a kid and you would get so excited. Think in that frame mindset.
Yes.
Of how excited,
yes,
a child, become that child.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it sounds, you know, juvenile, it is, but what I'm trying to point out is the feeling of happiness.
Yeah.
One time my kids were little, and they were like 6 and 8 years old, and my daughter was very gifted, and she could see fairies. She could see little sprites fly through the air. And my son said, Mom, he said, can Emily really see the fairies? I said, yes. And I said, Emily, you want to show him how? She said, sure. So we go outside into the yard, and she starts swirling like a child going around a maypole, and she's giggling, and her eyes are twinkling, and she's holding her arms out, swirling in a circle. And she says, think happy thoughts, and she started giggling. It was like out of a scene in a movie, and all of a sudden, little fairies, like sparks of light, started flying by Will's head, my son's head.
Mm.
And he said, Mom, she really can do it. And I'm going, yes, she
wow.
can.
Wow.
So that,
I love it. I want to go make some fairies today, too.
So
I do.
Our imagination can create a lot. And energy,
yes,
follows thought. Energy follows thought. And we are all creative energy. And that's the magic key. So whether it's manifesting your health, it's manifesting a relationship, it's manifesting more abundance, a new house, a new car. One time I manifested a new car. I closed my eyes and I said, I want to see something I'm going to manifest. And I had a vision of a red car. And I wrote it down. And 6 months later, I woke up one morning and the voice inside my head said, it's time to get the car.
Yeah.
And called my client who had a car dealership and pulled up his website, and there was my car I'd seen 6 months earlier. I had the car in 2 weeks. So we don't have to know how. We have to be patient,
mm-hmm,
and we have to believe.
Yes, and so many times I can tell you guys over and over about what has happened to me. People are tired of hearing about it because, oh my gosh, I have to be very careful what I ask for. Because, just one example, one of many examples, is that I had my first house I bought in Santa Fe. I loved it. I redid the whole thing. But then the neighborhood, there were different things that were not in what I wanted more. I needed a little bigger house. I needed a better neighborhood. And I started thinking about it, feeling how it would be. I said, you know, I really need to move from here. Didn't know how it was going to happen. And Spirit told me I had to move. And I was like, are you kidding me again? And it was amazing how I sat in a acupuncture office the next day, and there was a woman with a Keller Williams shirt on. I said, I think I need to sell my house. She put a sign in the yard on a Saturday, and on Monday the people next door had their house up for sale, and the person looking at that house came over and immediately wrote a contract on my house. And so within a few days of thinking of this, I had to find a place to live. And it was, the house that I'm in is better and more wonderful and more than I dreamed about than the first house in many ways. And I have the exact same house payment. It's amazing. And but that's the way it works. And you just have to keep being, like I said, on this trip to England, I'm kind of stepping off the edge again because I've had so many clients there, and I'm just kind of staying with people, trusting that I'll find my way through the different, I've been there a lot, but, you know, riding the trains in England are a little interesting. So I don't know what all's going to happen. And Linda doesn't know what all is going to happen. But I do know that I just want to be serving, and I just want to be happy. And I want to feel the divine working through me. And if I have those intentions, I know that the rest is going to show up without any problems. But, you know, the cars, the house, whatever it is you need. My thing now is I'm still, and everybody knows my story, Linda and I'm still wanting a partnership. I want a life partner that can support me in many ways. And I'll do the same for him. I need a supportive partnership. And I have lots of friends, but I'd like a life partner. And that's kind of how I am right now, but I've got to figure that one out. So, Linda, what do you think? You know what I'm saying? The life partner. Well, there's a lot of good guys.
I want to share with everybody about calling in your soul family. Your soul family are people that you've reincarnated with over and over. And we have our regular family that we were born into. We have our close friends. But there's a whole family out there that is it's like so joyful when you start meeting them. You want to be them. You have like ideals. So I want to suggest to everybody, okay, universe, let's start meeting our soul tribe families in 2019. Let's extend that work around the globe and us coordinate the best of whatever our efforts are and bring us more knowledge with that. Because with the help of support systems and joyful relationships, whether it's a life partner, a best friend, you know, a mentor, if they're soul family, you get along and you love each other. It's like somebody you meet for the first time, you feel like you've known them forever. Cindy and I are soul tribe family.
Oh, God, yes. For gosh sakes. And I have people now, I mean, that I love them so much. And it gives me so much joy when I see them calling me because they accept me just like I am. And I can be kind of demanding sometimes and kind of, you know, because I'm very busy. And if you're going to come in, you got to all hands on deck sometimes. But it's wonderful that there's soul family. You don't even have to speak. They know what you need. They know you need supporting. They're out there sending you text messages saying, I'm thinking of you today, and I'm sending you love and support. Right, Linda? It's good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very good.
And for Cindy and I, also, when we have such good relationships with our clients, we love them and want the best for them, and our clients love us. And we have clients we've had for years come back over to continue their healing and or soul growth. I coach a lot of people on how to use their intuitive gifts or improve their relationships. Sometimes I feel like I'm a psychologist along with being a healer, and that goes hand in hand.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And people who are not awake and they come to visit me, or I end up somewhere in a social occasion with them, it ends up that they can't grasp what the kind of things Linda and I do, and so they say, oh, yeah, you're like a psychologist. And I'm like, yeah, you could say that. So, yes, Linda, we do a lot of psychology. It's about people waking up to the truth of their soul, the truth of their power, the clarity that you're not in here doing all of this human stuff by yourself, that you have lots of divine support. And then there are, like Linda said, there's also the soul family. You call it in and they're there. I mean, there's people I can talk to. I love them so. There's some women I talk to. I just love them so much. And I think right now on the planet that the ability to love at a higher frequency, an even more unconditional, joyful love is here. It's in because we're into the new earth. And all of a sudden there's people, girlfriends, people I've known for years, and I'll go to lunch with them and I look at them and I'm like, oh my gosh, I love you so much. do you get that too, Linda, right now? I mean, I'm just feeling so much love.
Yes, it talking about the seeing everybody with angel wings.
Yes.
And
that exchange of energies.
Yeah,
and the look in the eye is so important, that crystalline look in the eye. Yeah.
Another level of understanding right now, too, for everyone on the phone call, is there's a lot of spiritual advancement taking place that you can't see
right.
If you're not an intuitive. And
mm-hmm.
We know it like we walk every day. We just, it's second nature to us to see the invisible world. And
right.
there's a lot of things on the internet right now about we have integrated a new level of crystalline energy. And if anyone has read Ikimoto's book, The Secret in the Water, Secret Message in the Water, you can see a snowflake that has been prayed over with love and positive
mm-hmm.
thoughts, joy, and it's pristine clear. Well, that's what your energy fields are looking like right now with this new level of consciousness. You are getting like the volume of light is being turned up, so you are like the snowflake. And it's going to be very important that you do things that help you ground and integrate as you adjust to a lighter form of being. And that means energetically, spiritually, universally, you will be intuitive like you've never known yourself to be. You will know when somebody needs to talk to you, and you'll think of them, and they will hear your thoughts, and they will call you. So it's all great. Just be conscious of what your thoughts are, because what happens is we are human beings with an ego still. Sometimes we can get entrapped. If you're a heavy news watcher, watch the news all the time, it is
mm-hmm.
not possible. And the more you can refrain from that and just do an outline at the end of the week and not get embroiled with it, the
yes.
bigger your light will be. You can sustain that new energy that's so powerful. What happens
mm-hmm.
is if you're exposing yourself to negative doomsday news or negative people or negative family members, what happens is you close your energy in around your body and you almost go into a fetal position just energetically. And that's
wow.
like cutting off your that's like cutting off your oxygen. That's cutting off your energy. That will lead to negative attitude, negative behavior, and too many thought forms clogging up your energy field. So I just want to share with all the up points of what's coming and what we're in right now, what to be aware of so you can utilize and take care of yourself.
Wow.
Water is very
wow.
important also, because water is your electricity. And we all need to be drinking half our body weight in ounces of water.
Linda, on that, on that note, let me tell you, I'll just share with you guys one of the things I do. I got this several months ago that I needed to augment my water intake with mountain spring water, and I go to, I buy cases of the big bottles at Trader Joe's, and I write the word love on every bottle before it goes in the refrigerator. Because, and I write the word love on all the bottles of water that I have, that I get at the grocery store, Sprouts. I go to the, the osmosis or whatever, not osmosis, but you know what I'm saying. The clean water that they get at the grocery store, I fill up my bottles. Every bottle has love written on it. And my mountain spring water is my drinking water, and the other water I use for tea and cooking. I do not use any fluoride in my, except I use the water in the house for washing clothes, taking a bath, and washing dishes. I don't ingest it knowingly. The mountain spring water has really done take me to a new level because I'm more conscious that I haven't finished that bottle. I see a whole half gallon. I haven't finished that half gallon today. It makes me much more conscious. I've got special water to drink. You know, it's like making a statement to the universe. I know I need water, filling it with the frequency of love, and I'm drinking it. I also am privileged enough to have some water from some of the holy sites on the planet, one from Mary Magdalene's cave, and I just keep adding water to it because it has the frequency, and every now and then I'll take some of that too. So it's water. I can't even start to tell people how important water is. Linda?
Absolutely. So everybody, no matter where you're living in the world, you can get purified water.
Yes.
If you can get the spring water that you know it's a good source and it has minerals also. And
right.
Another thing is if you are living geographically where your family is from, and eat in season. Eat what
mm-hmm.
is in season. My father is 93 years old. And he's been a farmer most of his life. And I assess that his constitution being so strong is from his own horticulture and growing his own food.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's literally farm to table. And
wow.
When the vegetables are picked that same day, they're full of vibrant energy. It's very hard for us to get that unless you have your own organic farm.
Right.
And they are in the grocery store 3, 4, and 5 days. They're losing their light. You can go in the grocery store and walk by fresh vegetables that have just arrived from the farm, and you can stand in front of them and ask to be filled with their energy, and there will be a transfer
wow.
from the vegetables to you or fruit. They are.
Wow.
They have a consciousness, and they're grateful to share. If you appreciate it and you say, I'm grateful for you, would you mind sharing some of your energy? They will transfer to you. A good book for everyone to read is The Secret Consciousness of Plants, and it talks
wow.
about that. And they understand that at special places like the Finhorn Garden. And so, you know, there's so much available in our knowledge base that we're just really starting to just embrace. And every
oh,
day
yeah.
is something.
Oh,
so,
no.
But, Cindy, some of the people on the call today, do you
yes.
have anybody on the call that has been with you for a long, long time that have any questions of what we're working with right now in this new energy? Does anybody have any thoughts?
I'm sure I will have, because I'm seeing a lot. I'm not. Bob, you want to This is one person. I think this is going to be Jumpy in Brazil. He's been on for 40 minutes listening. Linda, and do you want to speak to him, see if he has any questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Bobless?
Hello, it's Jumpy indeed. How are you?
I'm good, Bob. Are you the one that just had knee surgery?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. We were
Wait a minute.
Someone
Linda, or... I just turned on Jumpy. So you can talk to Jumpy, okay? He's in Brazil.
Okay. Okay. So, Jumpy, do you have
Hi.
Any thoughts about what we've talked about today? Any questions you can offer the group?
Actually, I want to thank you for this wonderful show. I have so many things I would like to share, like not only about what always said about the importance of regional relations and also family, but also about water. I really resonate about everything you said. I would like also to share with you that I've been using like solarized water, like water that you put on bottles outside in the sun. In white, in transparent bottles or colors, and that's been helping me a lot. And also about what you said about plants, I love the work of Stephen Harold Berner. I don't know if you know him, but he has a book. I have the book in front of me, The Lost Language of Plants. He also has others about the intelligence of plants. It's really, really amazing. And I would like to know how I can learn more about you, because I was really astonished and really amazed by this show.
Well, I am reworking my website, and it'll be up in January, and I'll give that to Cindy. And I'll be launching a new book. I've already written one book on cancer. And the next two books coming out are Spiritual Laws. They'll be the first part of next year. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, and after January, it'll be loveohm.net.
Sorry?
www.loveohm.net will be the new website after January.
Okay, but only O and M, not with the H in between. Like
correct.
O M.
Yes,
okay.
.net.
Okay. And do you have Facebook or other way?
Pardon me?
Do you have a Facebook profile?
I do, but it's Linda Warren, and I'm a friend of Cindy.
Okay.
Hey,
okay, great.
Linda,
do you
want to give out an email address?
Yeah.
Jumpy, just a minute. Linda, do you want to give out, are you... okay, do you feel comfortable giving out your email address?
Yes, with this group, it's Linda Warren, LindaWarren, E as in Edward, Z as in Zebra, @gmail.com. And that's my personal email, Linda Warren, EZ, @gmail.com. And just reference this interview because everything's being reworked to get launched the books for next year.
Okay. And let me tell you something. Do you know who's coming for dinner? A great friend of mine, and her name is Graziella Warren. But that was American.
Nothing by chance.
At all. Really, really something.
That's funny. Thank you.
Really. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So, Cindy, what are you seeing right now with your clients? What's their biggest struggle right now?
Well, most of them are still having some of the symptoms, and they're not ones I'm working with. Of course, you know, I don't talk to the ones that are doing real good because They don't need me. I'm talking to the ones that are struggling right now with a sadness or not holding their male energy balanced with their female. That's a big one right now, is balancing the male-female energies. People who are not in their power, and they'll hold, this is spiral. They'll be doing really well, and then something will knock them off base, and they can't cope with it, and they're calling me to get some assistance. So it's about maintaining every moment in the moment of releasing. And even though things show up because we're in human form, we still have to have that recognition that we're not doing this by ourselves. You can call in divine beings the same way I do and work with them. I've been working with some young people that really have, and they're not in this country, in other countries, and they're really having a good grasp when I tell them, I know you're sad. You don't have to be sad. It's a choice. And someone hasn't told them that you can choose to be happy. You don't have to be sad. You know, it's like some people have grown up in this type of environment where if their parents or whoever's around them sees that they're not happy, they want to do something to make, it's an outside something they want to do for them to make them feel better. Like my mother always said, let's fix you something to eat. That'll make you feel better. Or let's go buy a dress. That'll make you feel better. And that's not what we're looking at right now. It doesn't have to be something concrete. It has to be inside of us. It's just a Band-Aid. When we go out and get something or buy something, it's a Band-Aid. The happiness has to be from the inside out, whether you are buying something or eating birthday cake or whatever. It has to start internally. And people are still struggling with finding their happiness. I know I work on it every day. I mean, yesterday I'm like, okay, I'm happy. All of a sudden I realized, I thought about myself, I was really busy, and I just stopped for a moment with all the lists that I had to do, things getting ready to leave, and I said, wow, I'm really happy. It's telling ourselves, allowing ourselves to be happy, because people think they have to have something outside, an outside stimuli. You understand what I'm saying, Linda?
I do. And I was just telling a client today, again, a young client, and
yes,
she had never been told to remind herself, like if she struggled, she learned to
yes,
struggle from her parents.
Right.
And we all learn struggle from our parents. We learn every
right,
attitude from our parents or whoever raised us. And
mm-hmm,
so I was telling her at night, well, for your day, even the smallest thing, you find five things you were grateful for the day. And
yeah,
then you claim that the next day is brilliant with fun, light, manifesting,
mm-hmm,
prosperity, whatever you, a positive mindset as you go to sleep. Because what happens in your sleep, your dreams will start sorting. Your mind will start coordinating with your creative energies, and it will create
ooh,
a magnificent day the following morning because you've already
mm-hmm,
planned it out during your sleep. And consciously, you've already connected with everybody you're going to see that next day. In
wow,
a nanosecond, we do that.
Wow.
I used to have another client, and she would do this all the time. She one time went on to South America on just a no plans whatsoever. She bought a plane ticket. She got down there, and every night she did that. And the next day, she just went with the flow. It was like a tour guide had planned her whole week.
Mm-hmm.
She got free boat rides, and yeah, go ahead.
And that's kind of like Wednesday, because I've learned to do that, Linda. It's so funny you say that. So it's kind of like when I leave for England on Wednesday. Okay, I've got like three people I'm staying with. I don't have a return home ticket because I think there's going to be more people I need to see and stay with. I'm just kind of playing it by ear. My daughter keeps sending me these B&B things, and I could make reservations to stay near her even later on in the end of the following week. But, you know, I can't make reservations right now because I feel like there's going to be a lot of things opening up and a lot of things that I'm doing, and I don't want to be restricted to what I have to do. I want to be in the flow in every moment. I'm going to be flowing how things should show up for me. And it'll be good.
And to the audience, every time you once you get synchronistic with being in the moment and trusting that everything flows, then what happens is you hear your inner voice of intuition and it guides you.
Oh, yeah.
And you will go somewhere you don't even realize that you're there for a specific reason, and you get there and something you need is right there sitting on a counter that would never be there. Or you happen to find something, like you meet someone that you needed to meet. They have a connection you need for business.
Right.
It's just a you don't even have to put out intention anymore. But I do want to emphasize what we've been talking about for the last 20 minutes is happy thoughts, gratitude, and expectation. The best comes out of this every day.
Right.
Above and beyond my thoughts.
Yes, it the expectations, and even if it doesn't show up as a high level happiness, you go in there and say, this is, you know, you may say, this is not what I expected. I expected it to be better than this. You say, I know this is all for my highest good, and there's more coming. Or, you know, I'll learn more from this. Do you know what I'm saying? If we have preconceived notions of how good it's going to be, and then the universe doesn't show up, you don't go down the tubes just because it's not what we thought. You understand what I'm saying, Linda. We have to support our own selves and say, well, yeah. Yep. We have to say, because people get all this wrapped up in how they think it should be, but only allow it to be that this is for my highest good. I don't understand, but I know this is for my highest good. If it's not exactly what you thought, then you still go back to, don't have the mind of God, but I know that God is totally in this scenario, and my highest good is manifesting right now. I have to do that all the time. I have to do it. I mean, I'm still doing that, guys. I'm still in human form, so I still need to do it.
Another thing is grounding. Grounding is when you are in your body, and I keep going full circle into that. And I was recently visiting my father, and he has 50 trees in the front yard. It looks like a plant.
Wow.
And the trees have been there since I was a small girl, and they're huge now. And the energy standing in that front yard with those trees is just mesmerizing. And it's a calm, it's a peace. And when you go take a hike in nature for at least 25 minutes and you just be with nature, not be on the phone, not talking to anybody for a long time, in nature, it resynchronizes your energy field to be one with nature. When you are one with nature, that's your true gift of life existence. It's called music of the spheres. I can talk to the trees. I can talk to animals telepathically. And they talk back because I have that shaman gift. I have that from my Native American heritage, my ancestors. It's like doing a walkabout in Australia.
Yeah.
The Aborigines walk the land to talk to the land. And I offer that
everybody, because you can sit, and there's even a movement called grounding, and there's a book about earthing, that's what it's called, earthing,
mm-hmm.
and they wrote a book, and they're talking about people that lay on the ground, they get healing,
mm-hmm.
and miraculous
mm-hmm.
things are happening. So just returning to nature in our natural habitat of being outside. We were not born to be in buildings. Thank goodness for modern
Mm-mm.
convenience.
I know.
But it's not always been like this.
and Linda, you've not been out here, but you're going to come soon to where I am. But I have 13 miles of walking trails under the sky. They're asphalt trails through desert and through the homes that the development that I live in. And I can see mountains all around me. And I walk almost every day, either a 5 mile walk or a 2.5 mile walk, depending on what else I'm doing. And no matter how tired or how I think I'm feeling bad, if I go out there and walk, I'm a new person when I come back. And yes, I talk to the birds. I don't have any trees to talk to, Linda. I've got some juniper bushes, no trees, a few trees in my yard. But there's lots of animals here. And I just want to testify that when I go out, no matter how tired I am from my day, when I walk that walk, and my guides will tell me, do not take a phone, Cindy, because, you know, I think I have to be working 24/7. And they'll say, don't take a phone, just walk. I talk to the sun. I talk to the sky. I talk to my Syrian brothers up in the Sirius. I do whatever. One of my favorite times is I do sunset walks. And sometimes I'm walking in the dark, but it's really, really good. That's all I'm going to say about that, Linda. It's really good. When you come, we'll do that.
Well, I look forward
to it. But you're absolutely correct. Yeah, it's really good. And I'm telling, if people can just find a place that they can walk, it's just great. It's just fantastic. It's a park or down the street or like you going to your father's house. Just being there under the sky is so important.
Another
Let's see who else.
Talking about,
yes.
Hmm? Talking
I've got
about
some other people
year.
Here.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Do we have some inquiries?
I think we do. I've.
Let's open up for questions.
Let's open up for some questions. Let's see. I've got 678-371-8836. This is Cindy Bentley. Do you have any questions for Linda Warren or I today?
Actually, I have a real quick one. This is Becky, and I have really been going through a lot of transformational shifts. And the other day I didn't realize actually how good I was doing until somebody actually said to me, look, I've noticed that your light is brighter and you've definitely been shifting. And I wanted to just, and this is just a really easy question. I'm just trying to phrase it the best way I can. Just wanting to get more synced with my inner being and being more in the moment. Because sometimes I have a challenge with where I'm at the moment if I'm doing something I'm not really enjoying to kind of move past that and just be present in the moment and let go of what I'm not enjoying.
First of all,
what's happening? You're judging.
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to say something. So we can't judge it, because that's what starts making it. Just is. That's what starts making us. So don't start judging right or wrong. Just say it just is. But go ahead, Linda. You talk.
Well, when there is judgment and when you don't like what you're doing, you tend to leave your body, then you're not grounded.
Right.
And there's more resistance. So bring yourself back into your body and ground, and then imagine the just gold sun above your head and come through your body and out the bottom of your feet and just see it going out like a highway of gold light in front of you with your task until it's finished. Just visualize that and feel it. And call on angels to come and help you task. And what happens is you activate an energy orb around you that negates the struggle. You will work 10 times faster. It's like speeding up your tasking, and it goes smoothly and harmonic because you establish grounding and divine beingness. You know, yogis
now,
in the East. Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. To say that again in the beginning, Linda, so we ask for divine assistance in grounding and being present.
And I use the visual of a sun above your head, way up in the sky, and it radiating a gold beam down over your body and your aura, and then it goes out through your body, fills your body, and goes out the bottom of your feet and branches out like a million roots of a tree. And you just come into the center of who you are with that gold energy. It's a form of shape shifting. And you're pulling as above, so below. You're grounding the magic, the divine creative force solidly with you. When you're struggling, you're resisting, your mind is going left and right, then you're off center and you're not productive and it causes even more resistance. So bringing in the gold light and grounding, first of all, brings you back into the now. And then you can manifest to finish the task quickly, and you move on to something you do love. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes beautiful sense. Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Becky. And thanks for listening. Okay, I've got, well, here's a person, I'm not sure who this is, 630-747. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name's Lisa. How are you both today?
Great,
we're
Lisa.
Good.
How are you?
I really enjoyed this hour listening. You had such wonderful thoughts. Like I agree with so much. Like I was like down about something, and then I went and worked out, and I feel like a new person an hour and a half later. You know what I mean? Like being positive. And then having gratitude every day, and especially before you go to bed and in the morning. And, like, little things like that can really change your life. I just totally agree with it, you know. I think it's really, like, so positive the way you both are dealing with things and trying to live your life. You know what I mean?
It's wonderful.
So I did have a question today.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's
Go
your
ahead,
question,
Lisa?
So my question is, though, I had like a knee injury like a month ago, month and a half ago, maybe a little bit more than that, maybe 5.5 weeks. And all of a sudden I just started praying. It was like 2 days ago, it was really hurting. Like I had 2 workouts and I'm like, this should be getting better. And when I don't work out, it's better, but I can't go without working out, you know, for my health. I just have to work out. So easy, and then yesterday was home all day, and all of a sudden it like felt better, and I went to the doctor, and I'm still going to get an MRI. I still think I have like a medial, like a meniscus tear, but I'm thinking, you know, I might be able to heal it on my own with physical therapy and just taking it easy with my workouts, you know, like every other day or so, and I'm wondering what you see with that, because I'm really hoping that, you know, I mean, it is better than it was at the beginning, but it just seems like it's taking a while.
Sometimes, Lisa, when things take a while, it's because the universe wants you to be still. They want you to take a break for a little bit. I only see 3 more weeks. but I see that you're going through some transition, which I'm grateful that you're so positive and doing well with it, and you're calling on your power of prayer. So one of the things is...
But then in about 3 weeks, it might feel better continually if I take it easy. Because I did overdo it exercising even before it happened.
Well, that's the universe telling you to be balanced with it. It's great to exercise, but listen to what your body is telling you. And, you know, you can continue to do the prayer work and the gratitude work, but also be balanced with what you're doing right now with an injury.
Yeah, I'm starting a PT, physical therapy, for 5 weeks.
Right. So one of the things, I had an old teacher tell me this one time. She stomped her toe and she said, I went to the rock that I hit my toe on, and I brought the energy from my toe back to my body. Remember what I've talked about, fear and flight, where you leave your body like Peter Pan?
Mm-hmm.
So when you injured your knee, you bring back your all aspects of yourself. You clear the memory of the tear or whatever injury you torqued that knee, whatever you did, damage that's causing the pain. You clear the core root memory of the incident with prayer. And then ask that your body returns to its original perfection. And balancing ground. Try that, and it will help speed up the process. And be careful how you think about your knee.
Yeah, I think I also have to realize that it could take even though they say meniscus care takes 6 to 8 weeks. I'm older. I mean, it could take longer, and just be patient with yourself. If you're seeing improvement, even if it's every week, you know, little by little, it just might take a while more. That's what I'm thinking. You know what I mean?
Okay. I'm going to ask you to stop giving it time frames, even though I gave you some time frames, and just say the best comes out of this. My knee is perfect and well.
Okay. So do you see that I'll be better and not need a surgery? Because it's just ridiculous to have to do that unless you're in total pain, you know.
You have free will and free choice. I don't see you having surgery.
Is that what you see? That I can heal it on my own?
You have free will and free choice. And I hear you can heal it on your own. But I am not giving medical advice. You have free will and free choice.
No. You have to go to the doctor too. Okay. Well, I appreciate it. And I'm going to do, you know, the prayers and just the exercise, but, you know, not too much. And just keep on being positive. And I really enjoyed your talk today. And, you know, just a lot of meaning, you know, even how things work out with the house you got, and, you know, just trusting and living in the present. All that stuff is just so important, you know?
Yes. Thank you, Lisa, for calling in and listening. And we're here every Monday. We have really good.
I'm not usually available at this time, so it's a special treat
the show,
for me. But I'll remember.
Yes, the shows are archived. If you want to go in and just listen at your convenience, or if you're walking and listening.
Okay.
And the last 10, 15 minutes, I do a healing meditation. Linda, do you want to do the meditation today, or do you want me to?
I hear I'm supposed to do it.
Thank you so much. I need to go now, but
welcome.
I appreciate everything. Okay. God bless you both.
Thank you. Let's see. Here's a Karen Sue, I think. Karen? 212-877. This is Cindy Bentley. How can we help you today?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much. I've been enjoying the show, and great advice. I've kind of been doing a lot of things. I've been on a healing journey seemingly forever, but I'm frustrated. I don't know what, you know, I need to clear at this point. What are my root causes? I've been to many doctors. My current doctor does millions of tests all the time. She's integrative, and she doesn't have a clue. And I've been working on the spiritual, emotional areas also, so I just was wondering, you know, what you might see and any advice you might have for me.
In your energy field, I see a torque in your energy field. It's like you've left your body and you came back in, and you didn't come back in completely integrated. So that can throw chemical processes out in your endocrine system. And so it's unidentifiable sometimes through medical research. And that's what I see with your energy field. So
wow.
What I would do is clean your, just sweep your aura and clear the debris. And Cindy's really great at doing that. And the
yep.
second thing is a soul retrieval and grounding. So you're not, now Cindy and I use a lot of language that some people may not be used to, but you are not from this planet.
I am not.
You're not from this planet.
Uh-huh.
And so you go in between galaxies, especially when you were young.
Oh.
And sometimes you go out and your energy is stronger out than it is here on this earth. It's like you have to slow down to come here. So you can be balanced. You can be balanced out. You just need the proper grounding and clearing of your field.
Do you see what planet I am from? I mean, I do believe all that. I've been wondering myself.
it's a language. Go ahead, Sandy.
Linda, I think she's an Arcturian light worker. What are you picking up?
She is.
Yeah, very, very intellectual.
Yeah.
Very smart. Highly intelligent.
So call on the Arcturian healers that know your grid, that know your energy for this lifetime and this earth plane, and ask for assistance and a tune-up.
Wow. Great. Okay, did this happen when I was a child, or was it later on in life?
Been three different occasions.
Oh.
Three different occasions, and one compacted the other. It's like
mm-hmm.
one caused more torquing in your energy field than the other one.
Wow. Fascinating.
Started when you were 9 years old. And the biggest one that really affected you when you were around 37.
My mother passed.
Yeah. So when a parent passes, it's traumatic, and in most cases, we leave our body.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to get back in your body.
Wow. Okay. And doing the healing that you just outlined will help me to do that.
You will have profound results.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Into that again.
Thank you, Karen Sue, for listening, and hope that you can listen. We're here every Monday.
Yes, I've caught it a few times when I've been home. So I really like your show. I appreciate it, and this was a really good one for sure. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Bye-bye.
Bless you.
Let's do some more. I've got Bob. Do you see any? Bob, do you see somebody that we need to talk to? Who do we need to talk to next?
Let's talk to Karen, 470-294.
Okay.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Linda.
Hey, and
hi there.
I have a question for you, Linda. I keep Cindy Bentley busy clearing me all the time. And I was just wondering if you could see what my root cause is for fatigue and confusion. I start out the day with prayer and meditation, and I'm okay. And then about the middle of the day, I just collapse and I'm worthless the rest of the day.
I immediately got you're taking on too much outside energy.
You're like a healer in your own way. You take on everybody else's stuff.
Okay. And we've done we've gone over that before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just recently. Oh, dear. Well, you know, I need help with that because I declare to the universe that I am not to take on any more of other people's energies. And Cindy said when I make my declarations, I have to believe it. I thought I was believing it, but evidently I'm still doing it.
Okay. What I would recommend is you get a piece of black tourmaline, which is a crystal, a tiny little piece. Put it in your pocket. It negates negative energy. The other one is a smoky quartz. It will also resist you taking on other people's stuff.
I have a gazillion things like that. I just don't put them with me. So can it be the beads, or does it have to actually be the stone itself? Like, can it be a bracelet made out of smoky quartz?
One piece is enough. One piece.
Okay.
So just a single, not the bracelet. Get a tiny little piece and just carry it in your pocket.
Okay, great. Wow.
And black
tourmaline.
Black tourmaline.
I will do that tomorrow. Oh, wow. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you see anything else? Have I see any,
I think you have good intention. I think you have good intention. There's a couple of books you need to find and read, so ask Spirit, what do I need to read next to help me move and hold more light?
Hold more light, okay. That's so funny because I'm doing exercises to bring in light every day, but I don't, I guess it's not quite enough yet.
The I Am Discourses by Godfrey Ray King would be good for you.
Okay.
That's a set of books on the St. Germain series.
I'm familiar with him. Okay.
Go back to those. There's a lot of guidance there for you this next month.
Okay. Oh, super. Okay. Thank you, Linda.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really enjoying it. Oh, I had a headache when you guys started, and it's gone.
Good.
Good.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really
enjoying it.
So I won't keep you. I know you've got other people you've got to talk with.
Thank you,
like
Karen.
Thanks, Andy. Love you.
Thank you, Karen. Love you, too. Bye-bye. Bob, do we have time for anybody else?
We can talk with Charisse.
Okay. Charisse, is Cindy and Linda.
Hi, Cindy. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Charisse.
I just have to say, Linda, you sound and you feel like a brand new person. And had Cindy not said, "This is Linda Warren," I wouldn't have recognized you. I think that's how much you've elevated. That's what I'm feeling.
Good. It's good to hear you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So great to hear from you, too. I'd like to know if there is any root cause that's preventing my hips from opening up and allowing me to get out of a little discomfort.
I just see a frozen body, like past life, and it came up 7 months maybe, where another layer of that memory came up. So ask for Oversoul, move it on out, and take Arnica Montana, homeopathic 30C, 3 times a day for a week.
Can you say that name again? I know you said
Arnica.
Montana. Arnica, okay.
And the dosage is 30C. And you can get it at Whole Foods.
Okay.
Or Good Nutrition.
Okay, sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I needed to know. Love and light, dear. Thank you.
You too.
And I think we'll do one more, and then we'll do the, then Linda will let you do the meditation, if that's good.
Sure.
Maybe I've got Jan at 505. Jan, how are you today?
I'm doing good today, Cindy. Sorry that I wasn't able to get online at the beginning. I was about 30 uh-huh. minutes late. But I feel like I've moved through a lot of grief quickly. While y'all were talking to different people,
okay.
I was thinking, what
sure.
should I ask Linda? And
okay.
I guess I'll ask her, what does she see in my current transition period that I'm in with my work, with my life, with everything?
Part of you that's so overwhelmed right now, it's hard for you to see that you can move the creative force yourself to clear the fog of the all the issues that's going on. They're already really behind you. It's just a matter of you grounding to receive your new walking papers. And your new walking papers is, go ahead.
It's accepting it. Jan, you block it yourself because you need to accept that you're growing. Do you understand what I'm saying, Linda?
Yes.
Go ahead, Linda.
Oh, yeah. I'm understanding. Yes.
Yeah, it's an acceptance.
I see a lake that you need to go and sit by. If you have a pond or a lake nearby, some kind of water, and you go and meditate there, and you ask for the contentment that you've longed for in this lifetime to return through your oversoul. You've had a lot of sacrifice in this lifetime. And at this point right now, you're overwhelmed. And so you got to let all that go, and you got to ask for peace and renewal and focus, and then start journaling. Do the gratitude at night we talked about earlier, and then start
yes.
journaling. What is it I need to know to move forward in harmony, grace, and ease? What is it that's important for me to know now? And then you'll get books. I see a red cover book that you're going to be reading soon. The universe will send that. You just say, show me the book.
Okay.
And, again, turn of the first of the year, you're going to find uplifting activity and Soul Tribe family. I see a new person coming into your life that's very lighthearted, very good sense of humor. Always
great.
Fun for us to be around humor. When we
yeah.
laugh a lot, we go back to that reversion of being that child that has no worries.
Yes.
So laugh more, okay?
Thank you, Linda.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jan. I've got one more, and then a new person, 404-441. This is Cindy Bentley. Do you have any questions for Linda or I?
Hi, Cindy. It's Judy
hey.
In Atlanta. How are you?
We're good. Very good.
Well, I was listening, and it's just been a great show. I was listening on my computer, and I called in because I wanted to chat for a minute. When
mm-hmm.
we, Cindy, talked, you know, back in, gosh, maybe June or July, it was so interesting because you said some things about my son, who is a senior this year in high school, and I've just been so heavy with him the last couple months, and I just wondered if maybe you could feel something or shed some light on that.
Linda, you want to look at that?
Yeah, he's kind of lost, so we're going to do a soul retrieval on him.
and clear there's and put out the intention that he has a Soul Tribe family show up for friends.
Mm-hmm.
He's got one friend that he's got one friend that does not need to be hanging with him. And
I just saw that bad news. Yes. Yes.
So is it a girl?
I get a guy. But
I get a guy too, Linda. Mm-hmm.
So we're just gonna, you know, do a little intention and clearing there, and he knows who it is, and he's already getting tired of them. He's got a lot of light, and he needed to see this in this persona of a friend, so
mm-hmm.
he would realize he didn't want to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you just be grateful every night he's protected. Because you're saying a positive statement, he's protected. So you're claiming he's protected, and he only has high vibration friends.
Mhm. Okay. Yeah, he's just not on his game. Not doing well in school. He's giving me a hard time. Just, you know, I'm lucky in the regard that he's not, you know, drugs, alcohol. Sex isn't part of it, but he's just difficult. He's just not doing what he's supposed to do.
And Judy, you know, he's not really clear. He's only about 45% when I look at his energy fields.
Mm-hmm.
He's not happy, but he's kind of scared. I mean, he's at a point in his life where he has to really step forward and prove himself, prove who he is, and he's kind of a little lost. I've not worked on him before, have I?
No, and I talked, you just felt, and it was interesting because we weren't even in school in the summer, and you were just getting such a strong, you know, vibration about him. And, you know, we talked a lot about, but we talked a lot about that what you said he's not ready for college, which threw me back.
No.
He's not at all.
No,
and
it'll be a disaster if he goes to college until he finds himself a little bit more.
Yeah. He's 18, you know, by number, but he's probably 15, I think, emotionally.
That's happening to a lot of young boys.
He's
about 3 years behind.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm getting 14 and a half.
No, okay. Yeah.
The sad news is the boyfriend before last, that was his maturity level. He was 67. we want to get him out of this. We want him to grow and not be like some of these old guys that never grew up, you know.
Yeah.
So,
It's causing me so much stress that I try to find peace with it. I pray. It's just so incredibly stressful. I don't think anything's been this stressful for me.
Mm-hmm.
Call on angels. Call on outside help.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Judy. And hold it in the light while we do the. We do a healing meditation. You can hold him in the light. Everybody, we're going to let Linda do the meditation because we're down to 5 minutes, Linda. So I'm going to let you start right now. Okay.
We're going to bring everybody into center. And I'm going to activate a Merkaba of love through your soul star grid. That is in your oversoul. Anchoring your lifetime and your present beingness. Through the law of one, we create wholeness. Through the love of one, we anchor the light of our truth. Through divine mother, divine grace, divine heart, divine wisdom, we become one. Synchronizing all there is at this moment to move forward in all of our lives, clearing any discord, any falsehood, and the magnificence of our soul in our new diamond grid
with the co-creative energies of the divine matrix we have anchored. We are gifts to each other. We are gifts of the Christ energy multiplied by 1,000. We hold dear the sacred sounds that we are hearing now that help us remember our divine talents that we never knew before. We embrace them. We utilize any knowledge that comes to us wisely and universally. Ask for anything else that we need. We are grateful. We know this to be true, and we are blessed, and so it is.
Linda, I'm feeling a lot of integration right now, and I'm asking for everybody just to hold this space that Linda just brought in for us and just sit in an attitude of allowing, like she said, surrendering to this. I'm getting gigantic download of frequencies and energies, and I can see that light body just absolutely like a sun, and especially in my core essence. So just hold that frequency. Affirm, each of you affirm to yourself that this is the truth of who you are and that everything else is falling away.
Everybody, please drink a lot of water after this. There was a lot of energy moved, a lot of gifts awakened for you independently as well as universally. So just hydrate yourself. It's been a pleasure.
And
absolutely.
Thank you so much, Linda, and we'll have to have you back on again. And
All right.
You for being with us, and thank you for helping us. And I think in the first of the year when the book comes out, and you get the website, I think we need you to come on and talk about both of those things, if that's possible. And yes. And I want to thank everybody for listening and hang in there. I'm hoping that we'll be able to technically have the show when I'm in England next Monday. And all is well. And we will talk to you next Monday or the next. And so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Bob, too. And have a wonderful week.